important lesson yesterday to two of my acting students who took a lesson together. Tuesday, that was David and Ruth. And I have had to do a certain set of exercises, Roy, that in 30 years I haven't done. I've known about these leg exercises for 30 years. They were too boring to do. They didn't serve me in any way that I could see. The world is outside getting fame and fortune. I was not about to take the time to leave that and go do my leg exercises. I realize this is true of each of us. We are all very disciplined people. You are, I am, Ruth, David is. We are crazy with discipline. We love doing our work because we want to be performers. But there's a place in the mind where we haven't made up, we haven't understood that that action that doesn't support the ego, we will not do. See? So, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay. That's what I really wanted to point out to you. For example, this spine, you know, rounding exercise, to the world means nothing. You're not trying out for a part, you're not taking a singing lesson, you're not at the vocal coach, you're not acting. What are you doing? I mean, some quiet, delicate thing where you sit and allow your spine for 5 minutes, you know, you think, I'm going to go crazy. The ego isn't served, you will not do it. But now that I know all this, see, I had them come and I had them sit for 45 minutes. That was their lesson. They paid for that. They sat and they watched me take 10 minutes to do an exercise because I was going to do it right. I was going to have my body right, my mind quiet, my face calm, my breath moving, and then I was going to lift my leg. That took me 45 minutes. That's why I was a little late today, because I did half of those exercises and I'll do the other half when you leave. To find the time to do it is absolutely excruciating. I am doing, pardon me, less now than I was doing, I mean, before I was, before the operation, I was like a crazy woman. I was so busy. I'm doing absolutely three quarters less. And you know, I cannot find the time. I mean, I fight for the time to do these exercises. So it's very important for you and me to say that, to know it, and for you to say to yourself, this is part of my work. It doesn't seem to be part of my work. It will give me no immediate gratification. But this is my work. And I must find time to do it, even if I don't sing today. Because, honey, this, the spine is everything. Once you free that spine, the breath will be freed and the voice will come out gloriously. And probably one reason, if the voice is a little bit tight or a little bit something, it's because that body, look how much torso is tight. All right. So now we've really gotten real reasons for doing it. But even if we didn't say those reasons, the fact that you and I know that those are at first boring, afterwards they become very passionately interesting. And you really become interested in your body and in that delicate letting go, and in telling it to let go, and in waiting for it, and not cheating or rushing, you really get to love it. The important thing is this. All four of us would bypass these exercises if we could. Because I no longer could. It was my bottom line. I'm not letting you, or Ruth, or David. Ruth's shoulders are like, just, they're locked. They're like stone. No more. And she can get away with it. That's what we said yesterday. You can get away with that spine. David can get away with manipulation. I wasn't able to get away with it any longer. That's why we are all facing it today. So why wait 30 years or 15 years to start working at it? No.
The same thing with my breathing exercises and my voice lessons.
You don't really do them.
We have a whole regular, you know, set of breathing exercises. And I do them, but then I don't do them, and then when I do them, I don't do them with the full right. heart.
Exactly. And you're in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry to get them done so I can start practicing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing.
It's absolutely the same.
It boils down to you can progress only so far, and then at that point, if you're not combining it with freeing the body and the muscles and the breathing, and the back is obviously connected to the breathing. I mean, there's no way to disconnect it. Then there's no way you can continue on. So it
That's
comes
right.
to a point where you have to.
This is my
deal.
Yeah,
with that.
You really have to. This is my feeling about mm-hmm. it, and I'm basing this on, again, personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Before I went into the hospital, I was asked to a year ago do a radio drama, a very large radio drama. And I had said yes, and then I was ready in July, and she's chosen very good actors, so everybody was dispersed. She couldn't do it. So I come out of the hospital nowhere feeling like doing, going to a radio station and recording. And she said, "I'm ready, can you come?" And I said, "Yes," thinking, somehow I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I noticed is this. Because of my speech training, because my voice training is there and is solidly based, what I had to do was to read the pieces over, understand them, and sort of read them silently to myself. I didn't have to talk them out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but I really didn't, and it seemed to work better for me
mm-hmm.
when I got to the studio. My feeling is this, and I'd like you to try it without even asking your singing teacher's permission.
Yeah.
My feeling is this, that if you were to really do the spine rounding and
uh-huh.
softening and stretching,
uh-huh.
don't I change that word, not stretching, that'll make you do it, relaxing.
Uh-huh.
And if you were to really do your breathing exercises the way it took me to do my leg exercises, 30 to 45 minutes, or whatever it takes, because you can do them in 5 minutes, what I do. If you were to really do those, and only go to the singing teacher and sing in her studio, I tell you that lesson will be superb.
Do
you know it?
Right.
In your heart?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Can you take that
Even
chance?
Even Marion says that. She says that the best thing for you before a rehearsal or an audition, if you can't do anything, if you don't have time to vocalize, do your breathing exercises and you will be ready.
You will be ready.
You don't even have to go through all the vocalizations. If you have your body ready,
that's all.
Then
and you know what to do.
Goes, yeah.
Then it almost is better. It's
mm-hmm.
almost better not to vocalize because you're imagining it at its most beautiful.
Yeah. And the funny thing is when you're uptight and nervous about something, for me, the thing I fret about is I keep running into practice rooms and vocalizing and
exactly.
vocalizing, and all I do is end up more uptight.
Me
you
too.
Know, it's really funny. Even though you know that the other is better,
yes.
it's like, oh no, I don't have time for that. I have to start on this, and you start pounding in the vocalizing, and your back gets more uptight.
Oh
your breathing becomes smaller, and you can't get any depth or anything.
Exactly.
And
it's
very
funny. Yes, what you just said. I'm glad it's on the tape, Dickie. Give me the credit, but it was Laurie who said it. But that's absolutely so. Because I remember when I was working on Shakespeare and in a Shakespearean play, sometimes in my nervousness, I would say the things out loud all the time, controlling my tongue instead of relaxing, letting the tongue do what it knew what to do. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I too have experienced grabbing at the performance.
Right.
You see, what you were doing when you were vocalizing in a hurry, you were trying to perform. You were saying, "Gee, can I perform?"
Yeah.
And I was
here, so what I feel like
I just got to perform. I've got to get up there. But now we know that we can perform.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was useful. What you were doing then, because you had to know, yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad, I can get up on the stage and go from the beginning of the first act to the end of the last act. I know I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I do it well or not, that's now another story.
Yeah.
Now I think that you're into another developmental stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you really did the breathing exercises and just imagined the vocalizing, imagined it, and did nothing else, when you walked on this, on that stage, you would be superb.
Mm-hmm.
You would be whole.
Mm-hmm.
You would be like the living embodiment of what the composer conceived, what he had in his mind,
mm-hmm.
is what I think will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way to do that is to take this busy week that you've got and really find the time to do these two exercises and only these two.
Okay.
Because there's more. And you'll be going to lessons. Do nothing about the singing, but just work on the breath.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
That's interesting. If we experiment with it in just a week where it's only two teachers, and if we see what happens, then we can be brave enough to take that experiment to rehearsal, brave enough to take it into performance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's very important to do this. And I'm glad that you were uptight today.
Yeah.
Because we needed to get it all straightened out.
Yeah.
All right? So you really started in a very deep sense. You had started your lessons again
mm-hmm.
with me in a very, so quiet and so deep that you said, well, what has this got to do with the reason you came today? Yet
it's funny because this is exactly what I needed the most. It's funny
Isn't
how it just worked out that way.
Yeah.
I had three auditions this past week, which you know, that in a sense causes the tension.
Of course. And you've already taken the auditions?
Yeah, the last one I did was last night.
I see. And these, did you do well?
I did well on all three.
That's good. So, okay. Good. Now, we won't do any more of this today, but we will go back to it in the next lesson. I'd like you, now we have to decide, is this a speaking lesson or an acting lesson?
Speaking.
Yeah, okay.
What are we doing?
We must say like a coaching lesson or a speaking lesson. I'm going to give you something to read from, or do you have something?
No, I didn't bring anything.
Yeah, right. Let me give you. Oops. I want to walk well. Since we're both improving ourselves, I would like to walk nicely. Break of day. See, I had bone graft, and so the leg is not good. Take to the first page of Sherry, and there are your glasses here on the floor. So I'm just learning to walk without a cane. That's why.
Did they take the bone out of your hip?
Yes, and stuck it in the thumb. But then I had trouble.
Why did they do that?
A benign tumor had gotten the bone wall very thin, and they had to support that wall, so they did this. But something happened in my walking. You know, I've always had a little trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I had more trouble. So I've had a very difficult time, a demoralization.
Yeah.
In a way, it brought me to this physical therapy, though. So for all we know, you know, with this thing of I'm going to do those exercises twice a day, maybe I'll get better. Than it was before.
You can never tell why something happens or where it leads. But if you keep it on the positive level of there must be a reason and it must be for something good, you know.
I feel that. I really do, because I even like the way I'm walking now, if I could just get the right leg a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Lori, this is good to share with you, one of the physical therapists is giving me acupressure, and it is really I seem to get better each time. And when he was giving it to me, I said to myself, I know that I can get better totally. I know that I can get totally well. I know that muscles can renew themselves, and with my exercise and with what he's doing, I know that it's possible to get totally well. And I really meant it when I said that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when one is feeling that, give into that belief,
mm-hmm.
just as you were telling me, because I did believe it.
Mm-hmm.
we don't. Sit on the chair, Lori. I want you to sit on a hard surface. And if you do you need light, dear?
I have it.
Okay.
Give it to me, Leia. Give me your pearl necklace. Do you hear me, Leia? Give me your pearls. No answer came from the huge brass bedecked wrought iron bedstead that glimmered in the shadows like a coat of mail.
All right, hold it, dear. Good. I want to correct now. Let me just stay in that position, but look at me. I want to show you what you look like. There's a stiffness.
Stiff.
Did you feel it? A stiffness in the body. And an effort at being correct. Let's not be correct. See, because what we want to do is get away. Exactly, slob. So that's the true Lori.
Actually, this is how my back feels the best. It's slumped like my back.
Yeah.
Is like this. It's. If I did it from a side angle, it's like that. Mm-hmm. I'm allowing my curvature to go into a deep curve. But that's when it feels the most relaxed. It's when it feels the best. When I'm sitting up,
it's arching. All right, sit back the other way because it really looks better and you feel better.
Yeah.
But let me say this. I don't know whether this is right or wrong, and I'll tell you why. I can't tell whether you're sitting on the spine, which, to my knowledge, is not a good way to sit. Really, the way to sit is on the sitting bones, which is like this. See?
Yeah.
See? But the reason I want you to sit this way today, whether, you know, we would find this out from a physical therapist, what's happening is this. The back has a natural curve. Mm-hmm. It has, one of these days I'll take out an anatomy chart. And I'll show you. It goes like this. See?
Mm-hmm.
So, you have not allowed, because you don't understand your spine yet, just today is your first day of becoming acquainted with it, you haven't allowed yourself to let a kind of natural behavior happen. So what you've done is make it straight. See?
Mm-hmm.
And in making it straight, it hurts like heck.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yet slumping isn't the thing either. There's a feeling of, which I'll tell you about in next lesson. Let's say this is the spine. Inside the spine is a sort of sense of energy and of a sense of floating up. And it's that floating up and right out of your head is what should keep you up, right?
Yeah.
At the same time that the spine takes its natural shape. Because if it were not delicately curved, you wouldn't be able to take any of the shocks.
Uh-huh.
You see,
yeah.
The curve is to help us absorb the shock.
Of walking.
Yes, of walking, of stepping, of stepping down, and so forth. So, until we learn more, until you become better acquainted with your own body, I would like you to sit that way because it doesn't look wrong to me. It doesn't look bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that a therapist would agree with that. Okay?
Right.
Good. But do it for now.
Why won't you let me have your necklace? It looks every bit as well on me as on you. Even better. At the snap of the clasp, ripples spread over the lace-filled sheets, and from their wrists rose two magnificent thin-wristed arms, lifting on high two lovely lacy hands.
Okay. Good. First of all, once you assumed that easier body position, a lot in the voice got better. Didn't you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
My consonants weren't as hard.
Yeah. Okay. So that stiff, you know, that thing that you've laid on yourself, like, I will stand up, you know,
mm-hmm.
I will stand tall. That has, isn't it funny how that has made the tongue tight?
Mm-hmm.
Those things are always, I mean, in acupressure, you know, he touches here and he says, you will have, you know, this is for the small intestine. And I say, oh, it is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But in our work, we know that the tension there made the tongue tight. Now I'd like to add a few more releases. The lips are a little bit thin. They're a little bit tight.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip of the tongue is a little bit tight. So I would like you, first of all, to think. I'd like you to do, I'll do it first. I'm going in to the middle of my lips, and they got so big, right? They got like this. And by doing that with the lips, the tip of my tongue got really fatter. And then I'd like you to read the words this way for the few sentences.
It amuses me. Are you frightened I'll steal it?
Good.
He was capering about in front of the sun-drenched rosy pink curtains. A graceful demon.
That's all. Do that again. Do it the same way, but I want even more. It amuses me. Are you afraid I'll steal it? Get the middle part of the tongue loose, too.
It amuses me.
That's right. Slow.
Are you frightened I'll steal it?
Good. Slow. Feel it.
He was capering about in front of the sun-drenched rosy pink curtains.
Okay. Now I would like you to take it to the second stage. You did this. It amuses me. Now I go, it amuses me. Are you afraid? I'd like you to be very sensual. Really feel that you're inside the lips and that's all they can do.
It amuses me.
That's good. Don't
are
tighten up.
Are you frightened I'll steal it?
Hold
please.
It, Lori. You're almost there. It's almost right. What happened, though, is this. Because I asked you to do the second stage, so it's slightly more intelligent, you suddenly put the mind in control because you thought you wouldn't be able to be understood. Watch it. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it three ways for you.
It amuses me. I'm real afraid I'm stealing. It amuses me. Are you afraid I'll steal it?
It amuses me. Are you afraid I'll steal it? Did you notice that nothing changed in here? It was just intention. I directed the thought to be a little more intelligent without doing any physical thing. See whether you can take the one sentence and do it for me. One, two, three. Just take the beginning sentence.
It amuses me.
Yeah.
It amuses me. It amuses me. It amuses me.
Almost. Did you feel that you tightened a little bit on the third?
Yeah.
But do you know that it's not necessary to tighten? Okay, so it's just habit. So, for homework, this is what you're going to do.